Ben Fitzgerald was talking about a praying mother. And one night, I was in my room, and we were in the middle of a situation about to be evicted. A lot of you know my story, been homeless before, but we were about to be evicted, and I heard my mom crying in the middle of the night, and I wondered what was up, so I got up out of my bed, and I went over to her room, and I thought she was, you know, going through something, something was wrong. And so the door was cracked and I pushed it open just to see what was wrong with mom. And the crying that I heard wasn't the kind of crying that I thought it was. She was kneeling next to the bed, thanking God for his faithfulness. Even though she may not see the situation changing, she was declaring, God, you're still good. And I thank you for what we do have. We may not have all that we've been asking for, but we thank you that we have everything that we need because we have you, Jesus. And I declare that Jesus is all.
Wherever you are, go ahead and lift your hands. For the Lord has been good. He's faithful in all his ways. To him belong all adoration, every worship. Somebody go make melody to the Lord from the depth of your heart. He hears you wherever you are. Give him your worship. Father, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you praise. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. We give you glory. We give you glory. Give you glory, oh God. That is your song. Come. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, oh God. Lift your song. Sing with me. We give you glory. We give you glory. Give you glory, oh God. We sing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, oh God. Somebody lift your voice and sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Sing it one more time. Hallelujah.
It's far more greater than anything. We sing one more time. For you have fought for me. You've defeated death for me. The weight of sin you've carried for me. Your never-ending love, your never-ending love is what you gave for me. And it's far more greater than anything. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. With your voice lifted higher. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God. With an overwhelming love, hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. I need somebody to be grateful. Singing hallelujah, 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 oh God. For you have fought for me, defeated death for me. The weight of sin you've carried for me. Your never-ending love is what you gave for me. And it's far more greater, greater than anything. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. the hands lifted high. Oh, 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 hallelujah, oh God. Sing it one more time, hallelujah, 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 oh God. Go ahead and lift your voice in praise to Him. You deserve it, you deserve it, Lord. For everything you've done for me, I give you praise. You made me your own, you made me your own, you made me your own. Overwhelming love you give to me, Jesus. I sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. And that is what we're saying. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song. Thank you, Jesus. A song of deliverance from my enemies. Hey. Till all my fears are gone. You can sing it again. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song, Jesus, of deliverance from my enemies, oh God. Till all my fears are gone. Hey, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh God, I am a child of God. Oh God, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh God, oh God, oh God. I am a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. And listen what I did. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called, love has called my name. I've been born again. I've been born again to your family. This is what happens. Your blood flows through my vein. Can sing it one more time. Hey, from my mother's womb. Oh, you have chosen me, yeah. Love has called my name. You've been born again, yes, you have been born again into God's family. Oh, your blood flows through my vein. Now I lift my voice, I'm no longer a slave to feed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to feed. Oh, oh, I am a child of God. I am so. By the arms of the Father. I am surrounded,
Jesus,
with songs of deliverance. We've been liberated from a bondage. Lift your voice and sing. Let us sing and freedom. Oh, 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 oh. Make melody to them. Sing another tongue, Shili Ande, Malay na 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 ande ande, Shili Malay Santa Yada Dosha. You have made me free, Lord. You have made me free, Lord. Shili na na shande na 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 Santa Yada Dosha. In appreciation of all you have done for me, I was singing other tongues. Hey Malane, Shila na na Malano si ande. Yela na 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 nde, yela na 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 nde, shela malande, yikala na na osante, yada rabasa. Wherever you are, lift your voice and sing in other tongues this morning. Sheli ane malane ne kiyala raso tayala mande, reba baba maso tiyande limano shantayala manda. You've been good, you've been good. Yela na maso tayala mande yane. Ramanosi tayala mande yegene nere shantayala mande Ramanosi ane limane yele ya na 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 ne yele de We lift a voice to you Lord Shilamane linane yala nosi ane Somebody get edified this morning. Sheli mane sete yelelele shidalabanza. Yelelele maleliane. Ramano shante ye yeliano satayalamande. Imalakatobarade shitalamane. You set us free, Jesus. You made us free. We can stand with confidence and lift a voice to you, Jesus. Na 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 shaneli ano santa yala mande likararabasa. Yela na 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 santa yala mande na 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 na. Thank you for all you've done. We stand boldly and we sing to the Lord. Reyane Shelina ne malananosa. Somebody be filled this morning. Make melody in your heart. Open your mouth. Sing to him. Hinanana Shelia na 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 sota yalamani. Ramano shante yelelelele sata yalamani. Make melody to the Lord. Oh, shande yanaman. Remano shande yanaman. Shelabade yalabas. For the gift of the Spirit of God, and we give you praise, shelanaman. Seliano shelianande. Remina no shande yane. Remila no sikalabane. Remano shandele ne 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 shatayalamane. He that is broken is healed. He that is sorrowful is filled with joy. Come on, let it bubble in your heart. Hey, le 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 shandelia na 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 sitayalamane. Remano shandele liana satayalamane. The presence of the Lord is in you. Come on, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise. Shelly Mane, let it Kerana Sante, no Shatayalamande, Ramano Shelliande, Alabasa, Rakano Shandeli, Ano Santayalamonde, Yane, Kerana Mane, Yedine Shana.
Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you go ahead and just speak in other tongues this morning? Don't lose the atmosphere. Just go ahead and speak in other tongues this morning. Thank Jesus. Thank Him for the great and mighty things. Thank Him for the gift of life, the abundance of prosperity that He has given us to unto us. Glory, halabo shatanda, eku the mandale gadisha, imon bradish, the kandale gadosa pradadisha. Go ahead and just give thanks to the Almighty. So this morning, go ahead and bless His holy name. He is worthy of all our praise. The psalmist said, oh, the men should praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, Makanda la gadosha, Father, we thank You. We give You praise. We give You glory. Imanda la gadosha, kanda la gadisha, prada dasha, imasota libra kinda na gadosha, en gadish kananda etuza mandale gadosha, ikana na nanesha nanga la gadosha. Salata ikarabadosha ino sasanda legadisa pradadosha. Come on, somebody, come on, somebody, go ahead and thank God this morning. Thank God this morning. Thank God this morning. Ikaroshata ikananasha imanda lebro ikasuza natanda legadosha. Father, we give You praise. We thank You. We give You praise. We thank You. We give You praise. We thank You. Thank You, Father. Thank You for grace. Thank You, Father. Thank You for mercy. Thank You, Father. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for light. Thank You for abundance of gifts of prophecies. Oh, lakina no shatanda la gadosa libraka shatanda la gadosha. Thank Him because He's our shepherd. Thank Him because He's our shepherd. We have all that we need. Inanosha atonza nikala gadisa imatasha ekala gadosa ibro satanda le gadosha nandila gadosa. Thank God for the greater one that lives on the inside of You. Ibo sakala gadosha. Father, we give You praise. We thank You. You are good and Your mercy endures forever, Lord. We give You glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Father, we thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning and welcome to church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe you're going to be blessed today. I trust that you are here, spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Reverend has been teaching on prayer, and I'm sure you've been taking out time to pray on your own. And it's not just when we gather that you get to pray. The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. And I believe you have been earnesting this power. I believe you have been cultivating the culture of prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as Reverend will be taking us further into the teaching today where prayer is concerned, I need your heart opened and I need you receptive. I need your heart opened and need you receptive, because for every one service, there is a plan and there is a purpose. There is a plan and there is a purpose. And every plan and purpose of God where to this service is concerned, we enjoy it in its full capacity in the name of Jesus. I believe you're ready. You have your writing materials with you. Please, 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 if you do not, go ahead and just pick up your writing materials, because Reverend will be ministering and Holy Spirit will be dropping things in your heart. So it'll be nice that you have something beside you that you can just write whatever nudgings, whatever words that the Holy Spirit drops in your heart, you just write them down, because it will be needed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe you're ready for today's service. Hallelujah. All right, go ahead and welcome with me Sister Dami as she ministers to us in song. Thank you.
Though the wind may blow, Lord, you're my anchor. Though the storms may roar, Lord, you're my solid rock. Though the wind may blow, God, my anchor. Though the storms may roll, God, you're my solid rock. Lord, I trust in you, in your name. Lord, I trust. Lord, we trust in you, in your word, we are victorious. Hallelujah. Lord, we trust you.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Wow, that was a very beautiful song. Yeah, beautiful song. Beautifully ministered. Praise God. Praise God. I believe you're enjoying church so far. It's a great Sunday, great time to be together, fellowshipping, you know, as one family in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm excited you're there. All right, listening, for those of you listening on Spreaker, and then watching, all right, for those watching here on Facebook. It's going to be a great time. So I told us I was going to talk a bit more about the prayer life of Jesus. So we're going to do that today, talk a bit more about the prayer life of Jesus Christ, and then some from the apostles. Let's just see how much of a priority they gave to prayer, how much of importance they gave to prayer. And I'm saying this because it's important. We've done 3 weeks now on this month of prayer. So how's it been for you? How's it been? Like, really, how's it been for you? What's the experience like? If you have a question, do you mind sending it in? If you have a comment, would you mind dropping your comment? All right, maybe right there, Facebook, on Spreaker. You could send it through any of the church leaders. Okay, I have this observation, question. Maybe this aspect of prayer could be addressed, or that aspect of prayer could be talked. Hey, please send it in. We're doing these things for you. Okay, we did Spreaker for quite a while, and then we now have added video to it. Some, for many reasons, might still be more comfortable Spreaker, data and all, and that's okay. Most important thing is you're there, and then you're tuning in to get blessed. So, but this is for you. That's where I was going. This is all for you. Now, many other people, I mean, I know a number of us might share the link on WhatsApp status, and then we share also the video on Facebook, and also many more people that are not members, direct members of Spiritual Life Christian Center, will be blessed by these messages. But I would really want you to understand that this is all primarily for you. For instance, I have a list of people, all right, that I share broadcast. I they are my broadcast list on WhatsApp. I personally do not now share this service link. Not because I can't, all right, not because like once or twice when we began services, then I didn't. But I just had to say to myself, I want this to be more for the members. Now, you can share with friends. You want your friends to hear what you're being blessed by. But I had to tell myself, okay, hey, Morning Faith Boost Monday through Friday on Spreaker is for everybody, all right? Influence of the Spirit weekly on Instagram, Facebook now, and then YouTube is for everybody. Hey, so we have video podcasts we put out every Friday. That's also for everybody. Hey. So I'm we're doing a whole lot, all right. I'm out there, you know, blessing people. Just want to have an opportunity to bless you, you, the member of the church. So this is for you. Soon enough, all right, we'll get to meet physically. We don't want you to be too far off, too far away from things that are being taught, far away from things that are being shared. Don't want you far away, all right. So if we've all been praying this month like we should, guess what will happen when we all meet together? Prayer amongst us will flow easily. All right. And even if you've not been able to do too much, you'd have done a little bit more than you're doing. And then when we all meet, we'll be able to encourage ourselves to go further. That's a beautiful thing. That's why we have this beautiful theme, all right, that we're running for this month of June. Prayer. And primarily a stirring to pray. A stirring to pray and pray more. It's daring to pray and pray far more than you've ever done. Please be an active part of it. Please. God knows you're a member of this church. So God knows what the church is asking you to do. So I know there might be responsibilities piling up for you every day. But all right, you're under grace. You're in a house. Create more time. God knows he saw your efforts in moving your 15 minutes to 25. He saw your efforts in moving your 30 minutes to 45. He saw it. And God honors those kinds of efforts. All right. So if maybe there's a topic for today, we could say the priority of prayer. So look at the life of Jesus. I'll just run it through. So we'll do an arrangement on Matthew, then we'll go to Mark, then we'll go to Luke. Is that okay? So just roll with an arrangement, Matthew, Mark. All right, and Luke, and then from there we'll skip over to the Acts of Apostles. I want you to just stay with me on this, the priority of prayer. So I'm going to begin with Matthew chapter 14, okay? And the 23rd verse of Matthew 14 says, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone." This is Jesus, all right? He had ministered to the multitude. And when he sent them all home, he didn't just say, "Wow, what a busy day. I mean, I'm full, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. I just need to go home to sleep." He might have felt that way in his body, but Bible said he went up to a mountain apart to pray. Jesus gave priority to prayer. Maybe he haven't done the miracles he did. He just wanted to go say thank you to his Father. All right. Maybe he wanted to get the direction for the next day, next season, next week, next. But he went up to pray. And Bible said it wasn't a short prayer. All right. He went to the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. So the sun set on him right there on the mountain, and he stayed, all right, into the night. So, all right, I want you to see this, and I want you to see the value of this, all right? So he must have prayed like, what, maybe 5-6 hours, all right, looking at evening into the middle of the night. He must have prayed maybe more. Just him spending time. Question, what needs really did Jesus have? And we looked at that on Wednesday. Because if we think prayer is all about needs and needs and needs, when all your needs are met, then what would you pray about? So what needs did Jesus have? What bill did he need to pray for or pray about? What? Maybe he was praying for a wife. You know, the answer is no. You know, so he obviously spent a lot of time talking to the Father, not for his own needs, but syncing his thoughts, synchronizing his own thoughts, all right, his own intention and purpose with the Father's own, such that, you know, like we read last Wednesday, you know, Jesus said in John chapter 5 and the 19th verse that the Son can of his own self do nothing. He can't do anything. He said, "I can of myself do nothing. As I see, I do. My Father shows me these things." So he's doing things he's doing because his Father is busy showing him. So in Matthew 21 and the 13th verse of Matthew 21, all right, when Jesus had gone into the temple and then met those selling, all right, changing money and all. And, you know the story. So the Bible said, you know, he said to them, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Yes, you say, but that was a physical building. That was a temple. Was a house. I mean, he had to chase them out. But you and I know 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "But you are the temple of God. The Spirit of God lives inside you." So you are now the house of God. So if Jesus said, "It is written that my house will be called the house of prayer," you are now the house of God. You are now the house of prayer. And prayer, basically, we define on Wednesday again, is fellowship. It's you spending time with God. But what we'll be talking about, that's why we're learning this month, praying always. All right, Ephesians 6 and 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always. Oh, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Do you understand that? So you and I have got to give more and more attention to prayer. We've got to. This is the priority of prayer. So we skip to Mark, all right, chapter 1 and the 35th verse of Mark 1. Bible said, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed." Mark chapter 1 and verse 35. I'll read it again. "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed." He wanted to be alone, to have a time of prayer. So we see in Matthew chapter 14 that he spent all night in prayer. We see in Mark 1 here that he rose up early in prayer. So that means he might not have been having all night every night, and he obviously wasn't. All right, and here he got up early before the break of day. So you find him prioritizing prayer. So, hey, some say, oh, the best time to pray is in the middle of the night. Once again, I would like to ask us to beware of superstition. All right, be careful. Yes, I know Psalm 19 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pour forth speech, and night to night declare knowledge." So I understand that. I know, all right, but I'm just asking, all right? So we could say, oh, but by midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And so I understand that. I'm only saying, All right, I'm only saying, Bible already gives room for those that might esteem one day or higher than some others, and we all just flow easily well and all. So in case you want to esteem a particular time or section of the day, one of someone that God gave us 24, all right, and the eyes of the Lord are open to your prayers at whatever time of the day. Or you might say, but sometimes have demonic activity. Listen, if you wake up early, you know, like 4 a.m. to pray, all right, then when would you have had the time to pray in the middle of the night? Now, I know some naturally might still pray, like, you know, wake up at 2 and then sleep, then wake up at 4. But if you're the early riser like Jesus, you know, maybe you're consistent with it in Mark, like Jesus did in Mark, yeah, then you might have to go to bed a lot earlier, all right? You might have to go to bed a lot earlier, all right? Some of us are up more into the middle of the night. Some are up early. Some of us are up early in the morning. But I'm saying the best time to pray is a time to pray. Praying always. Always pray without season. So if you want to craft out, 3 a.m., 2 a.m., be careful. I know preachers say a whole lot of that. And they say, at that time, there are these demonic activities and all and all and all. I mean, here, men like Kenny Higgins, they spend more of their night times either reading, and then he reads till like 2 a.m. and he goes to bed. All right? So if he wakes up in the night, he's waking up maybe just intermittently praying tongues and go back to bed. You know, so it's everybody that says, please get me. On Wednesday, I dealt with a few of these thoughts, all right? So we could grow up so much with them. We build things around them. Now, could there be a personal revelation that God gave someone? Yes. God could tell someone, I would want you to spend this time with me. And this is the reason why. But unconsciously, we could make those things to become doctrines, all right? For instance, there was this whole TV thing, you know, back in the 80s, all right? And then a whole denomination went against TV, called it the devil's box. And all, nobody should have TV. And members of the church were breaking down their TVs, throwing them out and not wanting TVs. But over time, all right, the idea really was, we shouldn't have condemned TV as a whole. We should just have condemned certain content on TV. Because eventually the same ministry now got on TV. All right, and some members felt, now we are backsliding. The same thing we condemned, you know, and some felt you're being hypocritical. No, it was a revelation available in their minds at that particular point in time. But in retrospect, maybe TV as a whole, all right, like social media, many people are getting born again via social media right now. So we could just say, you put on social media is a waste of time. It's not completely a waste of time. The advancement of technology is an opportunity for us to push the gospel, all right? Push the gospel. Now, you could sit down in your house, you know, wherever you are, and say something that it goes all over the world. So the same way we'll say, that's what the devil's going to use, but let's use it for the gospel and then get out of here. Then the devil can use the rest of what he has to use for himself. You know, but there are many people for us to win. So I'm saying, but be careful of superstition. Be careful of personal things. I have a friend, all right, back then on campus. And then the Lord told her a particular time to talk to him every day. That was her. Now, she could have picked that and just told everybody, this is the best time God wants to listen to anybody. No, that was what God said to her. You have to get this. God said, I want you to give me this time every day. This time. And God does require that from people. Is you know, he relates with all of us as he wants to, for the reasons best known to him. Do you understand? So I said on Wednesday also that, you know, you could grow up with, thank God for a praying grandmother. And then, yes, a whole lot of grandmothers pray. And that's the truth. But the prayers are not answered because it was the grandmother that was praying. The prayer of the righteous man. I will let much. You have to put scripture, please, into these things. If not, we're going to grow with superstitions and then we teach them. You know, and then, I mean, I grew up listening to a number of American preachers and some singers, and then you hear them say, thank God for, you know, for a praying grandmother and girl. Yes, amen. You know, and everybody's happy. And that's because the grandma was tenacious. Like, I mean, Kenneth Copeland's mommy, super tenacious. Listen to the prayer of the righteous man, avail it much. Kenneth Copeland was raised up by a godly woman, but he just made up his mind to live like a heathen. I just used Jesse Duplantis' language. Now, he said, man, he described himself. He said, was a heathen. He himself was a heathen. His mom was praying for him. His wife was praying for him. Was a heathen. Was a rock star. He was into drugs and all of that. But I mean, right now, he's a preacher all over the world because of the power of prayer. I mean, back on Kenneth Copeland's story, there was a particular time he sent a picture to his mother, and in that picture he had a cigarette in his mouth, was smoking in the picture. The mother made copies of that picture and sent it to many prayer women all across America. And this guy must be saved. This guy must preach the gospel. She was tenacious.
All right. I mean, there was a time after his mom had gone home to be with the Lord. He said it was, you know, Jesus and he were, you know, having a conversation. And he just said, your mother still doesn't just stop getting away from my face. She's in front of my face, even here in heaven, telling me her son must do well. Her son must do well. It's just the tenacity. And a number of times women have displayed that level, that high level of tenacity. And I want to salute women for that. There is that tenacity. When you want to be dogged about something, you really, really can be. Okay? But I'm saying it's now not enough grounds for us to build, we could say when women worship and you could have meetings and then you tag them because it's women primarily that the program is for. But the mindset behind it should not be, please understand that, the mindset behind it should not be that, oh, God hears our own prayers, all right? Let me not get too into that kind of example, but I'll still say something close to it. I said a bit of it on Wednesday, you know, Chibok girls have been arrested and all, I mean, kidnapped rather, you know, and women feel, oh, let's get ourselves together because we are mothers. God will hear the prayers of mothers because we're just abusing scripture. All right. God will hear anybody that prays. So God won't hear you because ladies were adopted. Abducted, and then women are praying, so God is going to hear the prayer because it's the women that are praying. No, please understand this. I love the fact that when Jesus was taken into the temple to be dedicated, there were two people that showed up. There was an elderly man called Simeon, and there was a woman, an elderly woman called Anna. Both of them had been hearing from God. All right, both of them, and God had told the elderly man he will not see death until he saw the Savior. And then he saw and said, finally, my eyes have seen. Shortly after that, the woman showed up and said, and Bible lets us know she had been praying. So it's whoever is yielded to the Holy Ghost. Whoever is, as many as are led, whosoever will be saved. Do you get that? It's not gender. There's no male or female. Please understand this. There's no Jew, no Gentile. Look at the gospel. All right. We have the Americans. All right. Come to now. I'm talking of recent times, particularly about the word of faith, what is popularly referred to as a word of faith message. All right, we had it come from America, right? Books of men like Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle flooded this nation, all right, in the late 70s into the 80s, and I mean, still flooding till now. I mean, we have Kenneth Hagin's Bible School in about four places in Nigeria right now. So, but when the whole thing swung into the country a number of years ago, there was just that old American gospel kind of thing. That's what it was. But we now find, all right, maybe like Bishop Edeko, for instance, we now find Americans coming to Canaan to see what faith has done. All right, we now find, I mean, I've had the privilege of being in a Kenneth Copeland meeting more than once where he talked about Bishop Edeko, where he showed the videos of Canaan and talked about this was someone who lent faith from us, but see the dimension is operating the faith. And one thing which I learned from Bishop Oko many years ago, right, in Romans chapter 10 and the 12th verse, is that the same God over all is rich unto all. Guys, there is no Jew, no Gentile. If an African decides to believe this, and look at how the gospel has impacted the world, all right? So while you think, oh, it's America, 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 don't forget Dr. David Yonggi Cho. He was South Korean. Not American. Now we have some from Singapore, Joseph Prince. All right. Then we have Hillsong from Australia. So it's just whoever is open. It's just whoever spent time. It's just where it's universal. I want you to understand this. So don't feel, don't bring gender, don't bring race. All right. And you guys don't also feel, oh, I'm the head of the house. God will answer my prayer first. You just kid yourself. All right. You're the head of the home, but you are now, yeah, I know we could say the man is the priest, you know, over the house and all those kinds of stuff we get to say. I get the context, but I'm saying God hears and answers whoever gets to pray. So if the father prays, prays right, God listens to him. If the mother prays and prays right, God listens to her. So blessed be God when both of them know to pray right, and then they get results to their prayer. And if parents don't pray right and the kids pray, God listens to the child. Do you understand? Parents can't say, well, you know, God will not answer your prayer because, no, come on. Nobody is lord over anybody's spirit, all right? You might be, you know, head over your home. You might be father to your children. And then you're able to instruct your children, but you are not lord over the salvation of your children. You are not. So God could speak to them. I met a family. I prayed of meeting a family in Branson, Missouri, you know, some time ago. And then they did not live in Branson before that. It was their daughter who said she perceives in her heart that God will have the family relocate. Daughter. Guys, did you get that? Not the father. All right. Oh, I'm the father. No, God cannot speak to you if he hasn't spoken to me. No, you could cross check. And there's a place for that, really, because God understands authority. All right. In as much as a daughter might have picked it first, she would not now authoritatively move everybody. No, God will honor protocol. Please get that. Any member of family could pick it first because God could speak to anybody. All right. So in this case, she picked it first and told the parents, I sense. And then they prayed about it. And there was a confirmation in their hearts and the entire family moved to Branson, Missouri. And it was glorious. All right. Very many beautiful things happened to them as a family. Very, very many beautiful things happened. All right. So, but not the story for today. All right. But my point is, I'm using that story to say it was a kid that picked it up. And then, of course, she had to, you know, mention to authority, which was her dad. Dad prayed, mom prayed. Oh, there's a witness in her heart. It's true. You're right. So the dad now comes up in his position as head of the family and say, we are moving. All right. The parents come up as, you know, the ones overseeing the lives of the kids and say, okay, yes, we agree in our hearts. So that's where authority should not be bypassed. You could pick something, all right, before your dad. You could pick something before your husband. All right. But then there's a way to present the matter. There's a way to say what it is. And then husbands or parents, you now want to cross check. All right. Is this it? You know, what do we do? Because we're people of prayer. All right. That makes us a people of the Spirit. And because we're people of the Spirit, that makes us a people of prayer. We cannot just say, oh, Spirit of Christian Center, we're people of the Spirit, and then we're not a people of prayer. No, people of prayer are a people of the Spirit, and people of the Spirit ought to be a people of prayer, because if you claim to be a person of the Spirit and you do not pray, your spiritual senses will be dull. All right? They will be dull, and then you will not pick the signals of heaven. You and I mustn't allow that happen to us. Is that all right? We must not allow that happen to us. So we're looking at the priority that Jesus gave to prayer. So we're seeing how he would rise up early. He will rise up early. All right. He will rise up early before day, and then he's up there to pray. He must have done that way before the disciples got up. Maybe they noticed he wasn't on the bed anymore. Oh, but where is he? He's gone to pray. Maybe he's still praying while they are up, and then they catch him where he is, but he's gone to pray. So Mark chapter 6 verse 46 says, and when he had sent them away, he departed into the mountain to pray. You've seen the Matthew of that already. Luke chapter 3:21. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven opened. Sometime, I think it was the influence of the Spirit, I'd read this or somewhere. Now I'd read this in recent time. Jesus gave so much priority to prayer that, do you remember the conversation he had with John the Baptist? Right, John said, hey, I shouldn't baptize you, you should. And Jesus said, no, let's do this that we may fulfill all righteousness. And then John dips Jesus into water. Bible says, watch this again. All right, Luke, chapter 3 and the 21st verse says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven opened. So John dips him into the water. Obviously, he was praying already. He's pulled out of the water. He keeps praying, the heavens open. He gave attention. Jesus, one thing prayer does is it creates this spiritual sensitivity around you. All right. You place a spiritual value. So when lockdown ends and then we're all trying to resume back to church, I know many of us will be super excited to just, hey, I've missed a lot of people. I'm just going to have fun. But a church is a spiritual house. While I'm also looking forward to seeing everybody, you know, let's greet, high fives and hugs and, you know, handshakes and, hey, you know, fist bumps and everything. Yeah. But whatever gathering we're going to have, all right, Psalm 133, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. It says it's like the precious oil upon the head. Aaron's head flows down his beard, down his skirt. The third verse there says, for there the Lord commands his blessings. So when we get together in fun and love and harmony, we mustn't just go away and say, man, I had fun. I've missed people. Wow, I saw. No, we should still talk about the tangibility. All right, they manifest. God's presence is always with us and in us. But wow, did you sense that beautiful presence of God? Oh my goodness, wow, I've missed just those physical gardens. See that presence. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let's not just talk about, oh, we're hanging out. Wow, I miss, and that's all. It's not a social gathering. It's not an Owambe. If you understand what I'm saying, it's not a party. It's still church. It's the house of God, the ground and the pillar of truth is a building of the Holy Spirit. So when we finally get together and we get home, we should, yes, talk about the fact that we've missed each other. It was great to see each other. But we should talk about, wow, there was just this presence. Wow, man, that worship was rich. Oh, that song blessed me. Wow, I've missed sitting down physically and here. Do you see how I'm connecting it? I've missed just sitting down physically, just hearing the choir minister. Wow, it was rich. It was rich. Maybe someone is wondering, oh, have I missed it? When we get together, you think about that and you answer the question better. But I'm only saying Jesus took these things seriously. So you're a worker and then you're coming back. Still pray. Pray away to church. Why? Because you're going to arrange some seats that someone's going to sit down on and person's going to get blessed in on you. You're going to sing some songs and someone's going to be there also, and then you're going to be a blessing because of your song ministration, and the word we're going to preach is also going to... So it's that. All right. Even if it's, we say, okay, let's just do a 30-minute word session and then just go, it will still be anointed. So Jesus is dipped into water. The way he just said, well, let's do it for righteousness. You know, the way some of us handle that statement. Well, I'm just in the shower for righteousness sake. No, Jesus, who made that statement, didn't do shower with it. All right. He didn't say, well, John, baptize me, shower. Righteousness sake, shower. No, he wasn't doing that. So let's do this to fulfill righteousness. What was that? Let's do this to be in alignment with the agenda of God. That's what he was saying. Wasn't, well, let's do it to fulfill. No. Let's do this to be in alignment with the agenda of God, because it is obvious in God's agenda that you baptize me. Let's be in alignment. This is God's righteousness. Let's be in alignment. So he takes it serious. He comes there praying. He gets dipped into the water. He gets pulled out of the water. He's still praying. Heaven's open. Kai. Super alignment. They were doing what they needed to do, and his own heart was key. We cannot downplay the place of prayer. We cannot overemphasize the place of prayer. Please pray. Please pray. Oh, thank you, Lord. Please pray. Lord, in any area we might have been too familiar with your spirit, been too familiar with your workings in our lives. In any way, we see in the life of Jesus, he wasn't familiar with the baptism. He didn't say, well, it was John, he's my cousin. He was in alignment with your will, and he prayed. He took it serious. Lord, we see this here, and we're asking because your Holy Spirit is here to help us, that we're helped to see, to recognize spiritual opportunities and maximize them. So don't trivialize things that carry weight all because they don't present themselves that way. Could there be people in our lives that we are too familiar with and then we miss the graces on them? Could there be places you've positioned us, put us around? Could there even be people we just scroll past on social media that you've tugged us in our hearts to stop, follow, listen to what this person has to say? I have a word, you know, for you, from him, from her, from them. Oh, that our eyes will open. That we may recognize. That we may recognize. That our eyes will open. You don't just pray in tongues and just, you know, sensitize yourself on that. That our eyes will open. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That our eyes will open. That our eyes will open. Karaboshi ke mena ke boshi. Ena ba prada kadosu mena ke na ke na. Because your word says in Ephesians 4 that you give men as gifts, that we may recognize these gifts around us. Some are even like proteges, but that we may recognize these gifts, the gifts on them, and know how to maximize, that the body of Christ may be edified. Amen. This is important, guys, because we could be too familiar. Too familiar. We could miss seasons. I remember, I was in 99 or early 2000. I was writing my project in school. And then I came to Lagos, see one of my mentors. Then I saw a Creflo Dollar Park. If you know Creflo Dollar, Dr. Creflo, A Dollar. And then I saw a Creflo Dollar Park. And I was like, I've never seen as at that time an original Creflo Dollar Park. And pack of tapes, that's what I mean. You know, cassette tapes. Back then, all we had were dubbed tapes. You know, just dub from somebody, somebody dubs from someone, and that's all. So I saw an original. But thank God he helped me to see a season. I didn't know it was. You know, I didn't know it was. And all I just did was, hey, where'd you get this? Said he got it from a friend. I said, I want to meet who that is. Who has an original in this place? Said, oh, he's going there. Let's go. I mean, I want to go. I followed him. And that time I met Pastor Lan, Pastor Lan Ojiwola. All right. So that was my first day in Kingswood. It wasn't a service day. It was an office day. That was my first time meeting Pastor Lan. Next time I came again to Lagos, I said, I would love, really, really love to meet with your friend again. I said, okay, let's go. So we saw Pastor Lan again. All right. And we spent some good time talking. I remember Pastor Lan telling me that day, I'd love to pastor. And I said, I'd really love to be pastored by you. As at that time, God had told me was time to leave my former church, you know. So basically, that was how I got to Kingswood. All because through me seeing an original Creflo Dollar tape, God just, you know, so we could be familiar. Say, oh, tape. Who preached? Yeah, praise God. But that was God using that to catch my attention like a burning bush, like using catching Moses, you know, attention. So God used that to catch my own attention to lead me. So there would be opportunities. Many I know I must have missed also. All right. But I believe in this season and beyond, we'll be more sensitive to the leadings and the directions of the Spirit. That we would take steps, people. We would take steps, one step after the other, that will move us further into the agenda of God for all our lives. I remember, you know, when the Lord told me in 2016, it was time, you know, to go to the U.S. and meet with those who brought me up in the, you know, the message of faith and all of that. I mean, I've sat down with this church 10 years up until that. I never missed more than 10 Sunday services in 10 years. And I know I must have said that before. I mean, I have people that would invite me to preach on a Sunday. I said, nah. I mean, if I go, I'll get some money. My family will be able to use the money, but I stayed. So God said it was time. So that word alone gave us the faith, you know, to step out. All right. Apply. We got the visa. And then my wife and I were talking and conclusions were made. All right. It was March. I went to go for a Copeland meeting in April. That's why we were, you know, but our faith will need more time to pull in the funds. So let's wait for the July meeting. Through that night, it didn't leave me. It didn't leave me. So next morning I said to her, I need to go for this April meeting. She was like, hey, it's been on your mind. It's okay. You got to go. I mean, we both talked as if, I'm not even sure I had 50,000 in my pocket or bank or anywhere put together. I don't think so. But there was just a knowing that this is what God will have the visa collected for. So take a step. I trust that God. Point. I'm only saying opportunity seasons. All right. And everything just lined up till how I got, you know, the favor. God, you know, leading me to someone who paid for the flight. One person paying for the whole flight. I ended up getting there, you know, lodged in a motel so that, I mean, I had to calculate how much I had. I couldn't use a big hotel. It was a motel. So walking distance to the church, I'd walked day one, walked day two. It was longer than I calculated by looking at a map before I came. So I stood by the road trying to flank down cars. And then there was this car that passed by me. It stopped. And then the car came back. And then, am I going to, you know, Faith Life Church? I said, yeah. I got into the car. So I was thanking them for stopping because I flanked them down. He said, no, you didn't flank us down. At least we didn't see you flank us down. We passed by you and the Holy Ghost told us to go back, pick you up. And really they passed and then they came back. I said, oh, praise God. They said, yeah. The wife began to say, you know, just before they turned the corner, you know, one other corner before the one they turned to see me. So she just knew in her heart, praying tongues. Obviously, God might have wanted to just sensitize them so they'll be, pick that person. Hey, cut the long story short, God bonded me with these people. That was 2017. I'm still in relationship with them till now. I mean, I've had to stay in their house. I met them on a Saturday. You know, we were together Saturday morning, Saturday night. They started picking me up from the room. Sunday evening, they actually come to their house for dinner. Monday, they checked me out of the motel and asked me to move into their house till Thursday when I left. I mean, I don't know them. Some of you might have, I posted that, you know, then they ended up being in-laws to Kenneth Copeland. I mean, okay, yeah, as in like Kenneth Copeland's in-laws, allow my Yoruba, gong, you know, I'm like, oh my dear Lord. You know, so how does God work it out? How does it, I'm saying, We could devalue. And when you pray a lot in tongues and then you meditate a lot in God's word, you become a lot more sensitive to the leadings of the Spirit of God. All right? Because there will be opportunities. There will be loads and loads and loads of opportunities. All right? So 2016, I just felt, let me go for a particular program a church was having in Abuja. I ended up getting there. And the pastor said, you're preaching tonight. I wasn't told. I just ended up getting there. And I've seen just, they look like tiny windows. Tiny windows. And God just moves you through those tiny windows. And there's something big waiting for you just across the window. I'm saying this because someone out there, there are many opportunities that will come your way. And in the name of Jesus, you will be sensitive. You will not miss them. You will be led. You will pick the leadings. You would say of a truth, the rest of my year has been supernatural. Supernatural. Amen. Supernatural. So Jesus did not trivialize his baptism, his water baptism. He didn't trivialize it. Don't trivialize things. Don't trivialize coming to church. Don't trivialize a statement, a spiritual person makes. Don't trivialize, some prayer moments. There are things we trivialize. Right? May we be sensitive to know what these things are so that we can get the best of God, out of them all. In Luke 5 and 16, Bible said, Jesus withdrew himself into the wilderness and he prayed. All right? Luke 6:12, and it came to pass in those days that he went up into the mountain to pray and he continued all night in prayer to God. This is Jesus. All right? Went to the mountain to pray and he continued all night in prayer. All night in prayer. Luke 9:28 and 29, and it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter, James, and John and went to the mountain to pray. Two, three people went to pray. And as he prayed, this was a mountain of transfiguration. And then his whole face began to change. All right. Why did the disciples ask him to teach them to pray? They saw him pray. If anybody had a right not to pray, I think it should be Jesus Christ. Wouldn't you agree with me? If anybody says, oh, there's no need to pray, I'm just God, I'm God, I'm God, I know everything. It should be Jesus. But Bible said in Philippians chapter 2 that he laid aside his heavenly weight and glory and he came to the earth in the form and fashion of a man. So he came as one of us. So he had to be anointed. I mean, who would have anointed God? God cannot anoint God. But because this God, the word of God, Jesus, came in human form. So he needed not to operate on earth as God. He came as man. So he had to be anointed of the Holy Ghost to function. He had to be. Just as you and I needed to be anointed of the Holy Ghost to function. That's what Jesus came to do. So he showed us a prayer life. Prayer shows your dependency on God. Prayer shows your what's the word now? Synchronization. You're just in tune with him, fellowshipping with him, talking with him. And this, guys, is super, super, like seriously super important. I'll skip, to Acts. All right, chapter 1 and 12 to 14. Then returned they to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room, and there abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip, Thomas and Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, all right, and Simon, Zelotes, Judas, the brother of James. These all continued, please notice, with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. All of them got together, all right? And Bible tells us they continued in prayer. They continued. Why were they praying? They saw Jesus pray. They saw him pray. And then he must have taught them, and they saw that when he was in anguish of soul, all right, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed. So they knew again that they're in a season. They can't be careless. They can't say, well, he promised us the Holy Spirit. Let's shall wait. Let's hang out, oh, Jere, and all that. No, Peter had done that, after the death of Jesus. All right. So he said, let's go fishing. Then Jesus shows up. All right. And then tells them what? If you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lamb. Jesus had to wake Peter up again. And like, guys, it's not time to play. Don't trivialize this thing. You have an assignment. You have an assignment. So everybody's together now praying, waiting for the Holy Ghost, but praying. So Acts chapter 2 now 41 to 42. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. All right. So the 42nd verse says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship. All right. In the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers. They continued steadfastly. In Acts 1, we see that they were continuing in one accord and in prayer and supplication. In Acts 2, again, we see that these people continue steadfastly to pray. Alright, you see the writings of Paul, for instance, you see Romans chapter 1 verse 9, Paul says, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers." Paul is the one that wrote Thessalonians, and he said there, chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians verse 17, pray without ceasing. So Paul is telling the Thessalonian church, "God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers." Without ceasing. So it could be every day. All right. It means I don't stop praying for you. Paul told that to the, told that to the Roman church. See what he said to the Ephesian church. He said that to the Roman church. Now see what he said to the Ephesian church. He said to the Ephesian church, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." So he doesn't stop praying for the Roman church. Now he doesn't stop again praying for the Ephesian church. How does he pray for all those people? All right, so we see Philippians chapter 1, all right, verse 3 and 4. He says, "I thank my God upon the remembrance of you," verse 4, "always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy." I always thank God each time I remember you. Always in every prayer of mine, all right, and I make requests for you with joy. Paul is saying, every time I remember you people. So Paul remembers the Philippian church. Paul remembers the Ephesian church. Paul remembers the Roman church. And Paul is not done. All right, let's see here. All right, what Paul was saying to the Colossian church. So Paul was writing to the Colossian church, and then we'll pick chapter 1, all right, the third verse. He says, "We give thanks to God, all right, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." Prayed always for the Romans. Prayed always for the Ephesians. Prayed always, all right, for the Philippians. Now the Colossians, praying always for you. Verse 9 of the same chapter 1. "For this reason, since the day we heard of you, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." We do not cease to pray. We do not cease to pray. So you find Paul having this seriousness with prayer. That's why he could be thrown into the dungeon, into the deepest side of the prison, or at the dungeon, and his legs are fastened in stocks, and then he's still going to pray. Paul knew that the way to get out of this mess is to activate the power of the Holy Ghost. Paul was the one that wrote to us in Romans 8 that the Spirit helps our weaknesses. We don't know what to pray for as what, but the Spirit helps. You and I have got to understand that. So Paul says, pray always. He prayed for the churches always. He prayed always. Can we just pray a little bit? Karabatiala ambasati. Oh, ma kapre no goduso mina kapra ragadoso. Hey, ma poroboto reborobo shiga baba. Mana namaneke bom pradagadose vo sahaba shikaba. Nene nebo sabalagaba. Mere debo shigaba lagaba. Oh, mando labasati gebosa. Mandale gebom preregedoso. Neno no 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 no. Shege borogo do gova legeboshi. Menanam praragada. Sento rabasati gaba. Oh, menonon praragada. Sigebosa. Eh, faloso sofa laka. We choose to prioritize prayer, Father. We choose to make it a priority. We choose to make it a priority. Elo lofa. Elo lofa. Elo lampro rogoduso. Elo lompra ragadase. Elo lofra nando suta galakadoso. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Paul was telling the Colossian church in chapter 4 and the second verse, said, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue steadfastly in prayer. Be given to prayer. Be a people of prayer. All right? Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Because you and I must understand, listen, prayer must be given the place it requires. Be a person of prayer. All right? Be a person of prayer. Ephesians. And then chapter 6 of Ephesians. We'll pick it from the 10th verse. Ephesians 6 and 10. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ephesians 6. 10. Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Please get this advice. Finally, my brethren, it's counsel, is an instruction. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. So he says, okay, there's a battle going on, but you need to be dressed. And then he begins to explain further for the weapons. I mean, now that's me going to Corinthians. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness and everything. One certain, you know, Christians hear this verse, they get scared. Like, ah, principality, I don't want to hear anything, devil, demon. No. Come on. Paul here will not make you afraid. Ephesians 6 is 5 chapters after Ephesians 1. In Ephesians 1, Paul says that you are a member of the body of Christ and that Jesus is seated far above principality and power. Then Ephesians 2 comes and says you are seated together with him. That means you are seated far above principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of the world, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. That's where you are. So in as much as he now says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, you need to picture, yeah, but this same person told me I have authority over them. So in as much as they might come into trying to create obstacles for certain things I want to do, I already have victory over them before this whole thing began. So I'm going to deal with the devil from a point of victory. That helped you? I'm going to deal with the devil from a point. So because Ephesians 6 is not an isolated chapter in the Bible, Paul wrote the letter to the church in Ephesus. It was a straight letter. It was only broken into chapters and verses for easy references and all. So please understand that Ephesians 6 came way, way, way after Ephesians 1. That tells you and I that we have authority over devils and demons. All right, we might not know how to use your authority. We might not even know how to exercise the authority. We might not even know, all right, and all of that, but doesn't deny the fact that it's been given unto us. Jesus said to disciples in Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So we find Jesus telling them that you can deal with the devil. In Mark 16:17, Jesus said, these signs will follow them that believe in my name, they will cast out devils. So he said, hey, you will step up on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Maybe you need to spend some time and say, nothing shall by any means hurt me. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. And I like the fact that I'm mentioning this, because on Wednesday I said, do not give to prayer what belongs to meditation or the renewal of mind. Not give to prayer what belongs to faith, because many people love to pray. All right. But when their minds get bombarded, they do not have enough scripture. They do not. I mean, there are people who pray and then, you know, they now say, yeah, the devil attacked me. It was a fierce fight, serious fight. No, maybe those people need to go study Ephesians and see you have authority. You have authority. You know, growing up as a Christian, you know, I read this particular Christian book and then, forgive me, the way the power of the name of Jesus was portrayed, it was somewhat awkward. And the book unconsciously, while talking about the authority we have over demons, seemed to unconsciously have given them more power. People were afraid of them. I mean, imagine, you know, someone wanting to hand the Christian literature to another believer and say, please pray very well. Pray before you read it. Plead the blood. Go. Hey, because as you are reading it, the devil will not be happy. The devil can attack you. That already is fear. And then you open the book and then you're being warned again. That's fear. I mean, Kenneth Hagin wrote the book, Triumphant Church. Oh, blessed book. And you were not told, oh, what I'm about to share with you. The devil knows I want to tell you how victorious you are over him and how defeated it is. But plead the blood. Fast for 3 days. Come on. Then where lies the authority? Listen, you have authority over the devil whether you fast or not. All right? Fasting helps you put your own body on there. It doesn't give you more authority over the devil, because your authority over the devil doesn't come from you fasting. Your authority over the devil comes from the finished work of Jesus Christ. He spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. That's what Jesus said. He also said through John, in this world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Me, I have overcome the world for you. And for that, I have deprived it of power to harm you. So if you're a prayer person, and then you don't go to the word, you will sometimes pray amiss. You will pray misguided, misdirected prayer. That's why so far we've been just training you and stirring you up on praying in the Holy Ghost. Far more than prayer points. We'll teach you that. Because we need to teach you how to source scriptures and pray right. Because listen, we could go into God's word and find any verse to say anything and turn it into a prayer point. All right. So yeah, some people might share testimonies and say that worked. And yes, I've seen a lot of it work. And it's true. God's word shows you what to stand on. But we need to rightly divide the word of truth. So I love that I'm saying this today. You cannot give to prayer what belongs to renewal of mind. But you still need to. What about praying in tongues? All right. Praying always. With all prayer and supplication. How? In the spirit. So we're going to get there. Because this was what Paul said. Go in there. Paul is saying we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. So Paul says, take unto you the whole armor. Verse 13 now. Of God. All right. 12 is what says, you know, wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Evil day will come. Haven't done all to stand. Now see the armor. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, where you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I want you to quickly notice something here. All right, verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That's the word. You can't have a solid spiritual life, or you cannot deal with principalities and powers without the word. You need to tie your girdle well. All right. Haven't worn your cloth. There's a girdle you tie. Spiritually, it is the word. How do we know that's the truth? All right. John 17:17 says, sanctify them with your truth, your word. It's to say, it said, tie your loins with truth. Not with human opinion. Not with philosophy or psychology. Not with emotionalism. Tie your loins with truth. God's word is truth. Let God alone be true. All right. Let any other thing be a lie. Tie your loins with truth. It says the breastplate of righteousness. How do you know you're righteous? Bible says in Romans chapter 1. All right. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God to salvation. For therein is righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So Romans, all right, 1:16-17. So you know about righteousness by knowing the word. You know your rights as righteousness of God by knowing the word. So you've got to, all right, put on that breastplate, because if you don't know who you are as righteous of God, the enemy will use condemnation to fire you. It will use doubt to hurt you. So we want to jump into prayer, but it says put on the whole armor of God. All right. When we start talking better on prayer, all right, I might explain these things, but I think, you know, while I'm trying to round up right now, this is good enough for us. All right. So as you just have a value for the word while we jump into pray a lot. So you need to have a value for God's word, all right? You need to know you're righteous, and you must maintain your stand and understanding. If you want to be clear, we have this message on the website, all right, the foundations of faith. Please go listen to it. And on Spreaker, all right, Morning Faith Boost last week, all right? Not this week, just ended this week, all right? We just finished a series on the Holy Ghost. Please listen to it if you haven't. But the week ended before that, Monday to Friday, we talked about the gift of righteousness. Please listen to it so that you would understand, all right, your place as a righteousness of God, and then your breastplate to be intact. When you are not on the clear about who you are, the devil has all these things. He gets to fire. All right, that's what the Bible says. We need to be careful against all the wiles of the enemy. Let me show you that again in verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, whole armor, all of it, that you may be able to withstand against the wiles of the enemy. He will throw wiles, deceptive thoughts, and you know all those things at us. All right. So let me quickly run through. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Gospel is word, preaching of the word. All right. Above all, take the shield of faith. How does faith come? Hearing and hearing the word. So when the devil brings thoughts, you knock them out. Knock them back. Knock them out. Shield. Shield is for defense. All right. Jesus said, it is written. It is written. So you can't just jump into prayer and just want to be a strong, heckling or what now, juggernaut prayer person, and then you don't have a value for the word. All this armor is basically the word of God, all right? Take the shield of faith, where would you be able to quench not some, all the fiery darts of the enemy. He'll bring doubt about your health, doubt about your marriage, doubt about your children. You'll never give birth to that baby. You'll not find a good husband. You need to use the shield to knock it off. Knock those things, the fiery darts. You just finish praying, God, and just say, they laid hands on you, that you get spouse or you have favor. Who told you? Paga. It's just sending dope. But you are praying, you have hands laid on you, but you're not blocking the thoughts with the shield of faith. Then you now wonder, all this prayer is not working. Then you go and hang around, you know, maybe you already should be in the marriageable age, and then you now, you know, hang out with other ladies, you know, who should be married. Hey, we don't even know. Hey, hope God will answer us one. You've been prayed for. You don't go and talk with those people like that and say, hey, one day, God will have mercy. Hey, You don't do that. You could neutralize because you're allowing the fiery darts of the enemy to find extension. Use the shield of faith. Knock it off. Knock it off. All right. Above all, taking the shield of faith. All right. I mean, 16, what you be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy? 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation, your knowledge of who you are in Christ, your being born again, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So basically everything here is about the word. 18 says, praying always. Why should he merge praying always with armor? That means I'm all dressed to have a solid prayer life. Get this. I want you to go home, read that well. Okay, I said go home like we're together in church. All right, I want you to read that well right there on your own at home. Paul said all the thing about weapons of our warfare and put on the whole armor and started talking about all the armor and then finished talking about all the armor down to the sword of the Spirit and said praying always. Praying always. Praying always. So having dressed up all your armor, be a prayer person. And in order to be effective in your prayer person, wear your armor. Alright? Did you get that? Having dressed up in all the armor, pray. Because he just finished the armor and said, praying always. Dressed up, praying always. Dressed up, praying always. Dressed up, praying always. And to be effective in your prayer, let your head be covered. So it won't start down. Am I burning? I don't know. Your helmet is there. You know, chest is covered, your heart, you know, you're intact. No condemnation is going in. Your shield is intact. Your sword, you're cutting through, speaking, declaring, moving the mountains in your life by the use of the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So I want you to go on your own and run through the armor, please. Run through the armor. Run through the armor. Run through the armor. This is my armor. And I'm a prayer person. I'm a faith man. So basically what this armor, what this verse 10 to 18 tells us, be a person of the word, be a person of the Spirit. And that's what we are in SLCC. All right. So as we gradually get to the end of this month, we've not come to the end of our training to be effective in life. Hi. So we can quench all the fiery that somebody say quench, 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 quench. It will throw it at us. We'll quench it as long as the armor is intact. Praying always. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. With all prayer and supplication. With all prayer and supplication. And we have one more Sunday this week to end the month. I want you praying this next 1 week. I want you yielding to your pastors, listening to your leaders, and let's pray. Glory to God. Don't forget, where you are more praying, pray effectively where you are more. Where you are more pray to pray effectively, wear your armor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Father, thank you. What a rich word tonight. Amen. What a rich word. What a rich, rich, rich word tonight. I believe you've been blessed. Please, I mentioned the morning faith boost. We're out there live on Spreaker every morning, 7 a.m. Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. on Spreaker. It's an audio app. I'm sure the leaders have talked to you about it. In case you have Google Podcasts, all right, you could download Google Podcasts from your app store. All right. Check us right there. On Google Podcasts, we're working on Apple, you know, Apple, right? Apple Podcast, anyway. So, you know, just check us, but Google Podcasts, Spotify, just type Lion Rex on us here. All right. Look through, you will see the morning, just look for the morning faith post. Just find morning faith post. Monday through Friday, you will be blessed. All right. So your church, you'll be blessed. And please, 5 p.m. this evening, join me for the Influence of the Spirit Weekly. Lives are being blessed. Testimonies are coming in. People are changing. Yes, people are changing. And I want to end by encouraging you to give. I said on Wednesday, I'll talk about it. So here I am talking about it. But not too much to say, give. All right. Why should I give? Because God's blessed you. And God's method of operation is that when you are blessed, you bless back. When you are blessed spiritually, Galatians 6 says, those who bless spiritually, you bless them back. SLCC has been blessing you, feeding you week in, week out. Then you bless back, all right? You bless back. You have to learn to bless back. God's bless you. What if nothing happened to me or I didn't get any income during the month, I mean, or the week? Don't condemn yourself, all right? It is not according to what you don't have. It's according to what you have, all right? God don't demand what you don't have from you. But if God blessed you, you got some increase, set aside. It doesn't have to be plenty money. You got 1,000 naira, you could remove 100. remove 200 and say, I sow this by faith. Ah, but the 800 is not enough for me. The one who fed 5,000 men without counting women and children with 5 loaves and 2 fishes will multiply your 800 naira. He will. When I talked about the trip to the US, I'm not sure I had 50K in my bank account, and I mean it. And I traveled and I came back. And even the money I spent there, someone handed me $2,000. That is some amount of money that is serious. All right. I'm only saying I've seen God again and again. Right. While you don't have enough, but you honor him with what you have, he will take care of the rest. He will lead you, guide you, and he will provide for you. Amen. So in the name of Jesus, we declare over the givings happening today or that must have happened during the week. We declare that we have harvest. Harvest of everything given. Thank you, because every one of us, we grow in harvest. We also have abundance. I speak increase upon all of us. All right. I speak increase to you hearing, increase to you watching. I declare that the work of your hands will increase. The work of your hand will increase. And if there is right now nothing you work with or you find to work on, I declare you will enjoy favor. There will be a supply of work. There will be a supply of funds. You will not lack. Between now and the end of the year, you will steadily grow. You will steadily increase. You will steadily make progress. You will steadily advance. In the name of Jesus, I declare that a grace of increase is on you. So your life is on the increase. According to God's word that says the path of a just is a shining light, I speak to you that your path shines brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter in the name of Jesus. I love and appreciate you. I look forward to seeing you. All right. 5 p.m. this evening, Influence of the Spirit. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Spreaker Audio. Come on. Let's have a great time this evening. All right. Blessings. Bye.
I'm gonna trust you, Jesus.